Here stands a living miracle. 6 months ago, I fell on the back of my head on a cement floor in my apartment. According to the doctors, many people don't make it because it causes the blood to start going crazy around the injury. And I thank God that I'm still here, loving him, praising his holy name with a sound mind. And this is a song that the Lord has given me. I must decrease so that he can increase in me. I will be your disciple in this earth, Lord, I pray. I will be your hand extended to a lost and dying world, for the night is growing darker and your coming is near. For the night is growing darker and your coming is near.
Praise Jesus. Amelia, I know I'm not supposed to ask, but how old are you?
I just turned 89 2 months ago with a sound mind.
89 2 months ago with a sound mind.
Amen. She could probably just keep singing and singing and singing because she's written all these songs and poems that are in her heart, and she remembers them all too. So praise God, we got that one recorded today. You know, last week we talked about crossing over. We talked about being strong and courageous. How many of you have courage, huh? Courage, amen. Be strong, be courageous, be obedient to the Lord, and speak the word over your life. As you're strong and courageous in being obedient to God, and you're speaking that word over your life, you know, it's like Nydia said, we may not see it, we may not feel it, but it's not about what you see and it's not about what you feel. It's about what God has said, amen? And God said that when you sow seed, he's going to make you prosperous. And as we read out of Joshua 1, verse 8 last week, he says that when you speak the word, you hear the word and meditate on it, and you do the word, you make your way prosperous and successful. So there are promises in the Word of God that I believe God wants us to cross over into this year, that those promises would be alive inside us, yeah, and we see great things happen, amen? Amen. And God's going to give you that deliverance. Remember, 2020 means what?
Deliverance.
2020 in Hebrew means deliverance. And God delivered us out of the darkness and into his wonderful light, amen, so that we are delivered and we can move forward with what God has for us. And like I said last week, you may not feel delivered. You may feel like you still got some hang-ups going on. But like Nydia said today, it's not by what you see, it's not by what you feel, it's by what you know, amen.
Right.
And you're delivered in the name of Jesus, amen. So you hold on to that, you keep speaking that, you keep claiming that, you keep declaring that over your life. I thank God that I'm delivered, I thank God that I'm free, amen.
Yeah.
Speak the word over your life. And you grow in it, and you continue to go and do what God has told you to do. Now, next Monday, Delon and I are leaving for Africa. I want to throw up a couple of pictures from this morning's service over there. Ed, throw up them pictures, please. That was this morning's service there. That's the new church building. Yeah. And the next one's kind of the same. Then go ahead and play that little video there, Ed.
Yo,
Ready? We're crossing over part two. Amen. Me too. Why don't you stand to your feet and we'll read this. It comes out of Joshua chapter 3. Beginning at verse 1. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia Grove and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving instructions to the people. When you see the Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, move out of your positions and follow them. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about a half mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the Ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. Then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for the Lord will do great wonders among you. In the morning, Joshua said to the priest, lift up the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people across the river. And so they started out and went ahead of the people. The Lord told Joshua, today I'll begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. They will know that I'm with you, just as I was with Moses. Give this command to the priests to carry the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. Today, you will know that the living God is among you. He will surely drive out the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Amorites, Jebusites ahead of you. Look, the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. Now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. The priests will carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth. As soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream, and the river will stand up like a wall. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today as we continue to talk about crossing over into your promises, God, of what you have declared to us, God. I pray that, God, that even today at the hearing of your word, that, Lord, that you would stop the flow of what the enemies meant for harm and you would turn it to good today. That you would put up a wall of water and, Lord, that we could go across on dry ground to receive your promises. Father, that the hindrances that have been there would fall away today in the name of Jesus. That your joy would be our strength and you continue to be with us and watch over us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So they're getting ready to cross over. It's amazing. Amazing that they're going to go across this river. And God doesn't do it. God doesn't do it at a time when the river is little and kind of, you know, dried up. He does it in the rainy season when the river's really big and it's overflowing the banks because God wants to show you it's a true miracle that they crossed. Amen. It's not just a chance where the stream had stopped flowing. There's no water. No, the river was wide and it was overflowing the banks. And they're like, okay, we're going to cross this river today. And God says, I'm going to do for you what I did for Moses. I'm going to stop the flow. I'm going to put up a wall of water. And you're going to walk across. It's amazing what God did. But, you know, he says 3 days. They were there 3 days. They camped before their crossing. They didn't just come and cross the river. They camped there for 3 days. And then Joshua comes to them and he says, when you see, everybody say see. The Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. You see, the thing that I believe that God wants out of us today is to keep our eyes open. You know, so many people are putting their head in the sand as to what's going on around us. You know, we're not paying attention to the signs that God is wanting to do. We need to open up our eyes and start paying attention. Listen, you have nothing to fear. You believe in Jesus. Can I hear an amen? You believe in Jesus. You have nothing to fear. You don't have to be afraid of what's going on around us. You don't have to be afraid of the world that's happening around us right now. You have Jesus. But you have to see it. You've got to see with your eyes what God is doing. Because if you begin to look and you see what God is doing, if you're watchful, you'll begin to see that God is moving, that God is preparing, that God is getting ready to come back. And then it'll create a fire in your soul that can't be contained and it can't be controlled. Amen. I'm going to start singing in a minute. But it's a fire in it because you start seeing, man, Jesus could come. You start going, Gabriel, my friends ain't going to go if I don't tell them. You start taking it to heart. You start going, man, these guys I hang out with, they're going to go to hell if I don't tell them. You start seeing family members in a whole different light. Man, if I don't talk to them, you know, we got to learn how to talk to family. Family's the hardest. We got to learn how to talk to family. My pastor says, we got to learn to love them. You know, stop telling them you're going to hell. You know, right. Just tell them I love you.
That's right. That's true.
You know, my mom's sister, when I was a little kid, my mom's sister used to go to her, Terry, and on Sundays, and she would cry. She would sit at the table with my mom, and she would cry for my mom to come to Jesus. She would just sit there and cry until my mom finally said, okay. She didn't condemn my mom. She cried for my mom. When was the last time you cried for a soul? See, because if you really see what God is doing, you'll see he's lining things up. You'll see that he's positioning, getting things into position right now. See, because that's what they had to do. They had to get in position, Pastor Jess. When you see it, get in position, because I'm going to take you over. You got to see what God is doing. As I was worshiping today, what came to me was Israel became a nation in 1948. That generation shall not pass away without the coming of the Lord. That's 72 years now. What's a generation in God? I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought it was 40. Maybe it's 70. Maybe it's 80. I don't know. But I do know this. Things are lining up. And if we're not ready, and if we don't prepare people to go with us, you know, it's going to be on us. You've got to see things. As they were, he said, when you see the presence of God, because that's what the Ark of the Covenant represented. When you see the presence of God, get in line.
Yes.
Stand up, shout, get going. Because God wants you to move, amen. He's wanting you to move into the promises that he has for you.
He's got stuff stored up for you
that you've yet to attain, that is ready to come. I believe God wants an end-time harvest like never before. I know, Ronnie, the Bible says that in the last days there's going to be a great falling away. Well, let's counteract that with a great harvest.
Yeah.
Amen. We've been sowing seed. We're sowing seed in Corona. We're sowing seed in Uganda. We're sowing seed in other countries around the world. And I believe because we've sown so much seed as a church that we're going to see an incredible harvest. But it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us reaching out, touching somebody, saying, I love you enough to tell you that Jesus is going to come and I want you to go with him. See, something in us, we've got to see it. You got to see the move of the Spirit. You got to see what God is doing in the land. Not maybe not with your natural eyes, but with your spiritual eyes. You got to wake up to it. You can't put your head in the sand and bury it and just go on like life is usual. Life is not as usual. If you haven't been paying attention, life is not the same as it was. These kids don't have the same world I grew up in. I don't have the same world maybe you grew up in. Things are changing, but now it's moving so fast. And you've got to keep your eyes open. And you've got to see. And you don't want to miss the presence of God as you're going with him. You know, Matthew 6:33, it says in the Amplified, it says, but first, everybody say first. Most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. What you eat, what you drink, what you're going to wear. He says, I'll take care of that. If you seek him first, you got to have your eyes open to see, what does God have? What does God have for you? What has he stored up for you? Because if you're going to cross over into his promises, you got to know what's there. I mean, if you don't know any promises that God has for you, you better get in the Word and figure them out. Amen. DeLon and I are talking about them like crazy right now, the promises that he says he has for us, because we want to see it come to pass. And then as you're being watchful and you're seeing, follow God. Amen. Follow him with what he's saying. Follow after him. Amen. Don't just let it go, but follow him. Get going. Move out. See, I'm following God. People say, where are you going? I'm following God. What are you doing? I'm following God. It's his will that we follow him, amen? I mean, when they lined up to the river, he says, when you see, follow. When you see God moving, follow that, amen? Go with God in your life. Go with him. Walk with him. Talk with him. Go with God. Follow him every day. Don't just do it once in a while. Oh, we had such a good church service today. I'll follow Jesus today. And tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. I mean, get in line and go. Because his promises are stored for you. They're ready. They're ready to come down. It's not something that's going to be far off. It's something that God has for you now. Don't be afraid of heaven. Don't be afraid. I'm just hearing in my head right now that there's people that are, they don't want Jesus to come yet because they haven't lived yet. They haven't gotten married. They haven't had kids. They haven't seen their kids grow. They haven't had this. They haven't had that. They don't have their own boat. They don't have their own car. They don't have their own truck. They don't have their own house yet. You know, they want to attain these things and stuff. They want to live for Jesus to come. But it's because our concept of heaven is not where it should be. Heaven is incredible. Heaven is just going to be overwhelming when you're in the presence of God. I mean, Pastor Jesse, when we're in the presence of God here, we fall down. We do. We fall down. We get in his presence. It's like, whoa. Somebody asked me one day, I think it was the Arabic church, and they said, well, what's all that falling down about? I said, it's God's presence. They said, are you saying I don't experience God's presence? I said, no, I'm just saying that when his presence comes, it can be hard to stand up. I said, and we don't walk on the ground every day. You know, we get up. It lifts. But when you get to heaven, it won't lift. I was thinking of Bill. His memorial service is coming Friday. That guy's probably still on his face. He probably can't get up yet. He's probably struggling to get off the floor because he's in the presence. That's what heaven's going to be. When you get in God's presence, it's going to be incredible. Amen? But you got to follow God. You got to go after him. You got to chase him. He says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. That's his promise. You draw near to him and he's coming. He'll come down on you. But you got to just, you got to push into him. You got to go after him. You got to let go and go after God. Amen? And then number three, he says, purify yourself. Sanctify yourself. You know, I think of, you know, in the natural, I would wash my clothes. I would take a shower, wash my hair, do everything, get all cleaned up. I'd purify myself as good as I could, you know, put on a clean clothes and everything to be purified. You know, and that's what we do on Sunday. We get up, we shower, do the hair, you know, put on nice, clean, fresh clothes, and we come to church so that when we're here, we all smell good and look good. Amen? That's what we do. We purify ourselves in the natural. But God's saying, the word actually is in the King James, sanctify yourself. Sanctify. That you be cleansed. Amen? It says in Hebrews 10:10, it says, for God's will, everybody say will. This is God's will for you. This right here is God's will for you. For us to be made holy. Us to be made holy. And sometimes you may not feel it. Sometimes you may not see it. Because we're holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all time. See, when you receive Jesus, you are what? You're holy. You're holy. Everybody say holy.
Holy.
Colossians chapter 2. Let me find it real quick. Colossians chapter 2, it says that you are the holy and beloved of God. You're holy. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, you're holy. You're beloved of God. You're loved by God. Amen. He says, the elect. How many of you are the elect of God? You're not the elect because he voted you in. You're the elect because you've received him. There was no election. Oh, I'm going to pick Rob. There's no election. The election of the Lord is, here what I have for you, Ron. You want it? That's how the election works. Here's what Jesus did for you. He died for you. He rose from the dead. He beat death and hell and Satan. So you can be forgiven of all your sins. Would you choose life? Simple. Yes. So we choose life. Amen. We choose life in Jesus Christ and we get sanctified by what Jesus did for us. We're sanctified because he cleansed us. We're not sanctified because we're such great people. We're sanctified because he cleansed us. He took your life and he scrubbed you clean on the inside. From the inside out, he scrubs. Amen. Now, what we allow back in is up to us, but if we just keep allowing the Word of God back in us, we keep allowing His holiness in us, and we keep the junk of the world, and we're going to be scrubbed, we're going to be clean. We're going to be walking as vessels of cleanness. Amen. We'll be ready for the crossover, amen? We'll be ready to go receive our promises because we're sanctified. We're holy. How many of you are holy? Every hand should go up. You're all holy in Jesus. Amen. You are holy. For once in all time, you are holy. How did he put that? He said, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. See, as we purify our lives, we are sanctified in Christ. It opens the door for God to do great wonders. Amen. How many of you want great wonders among you? Man, walk in purity. Walk in purity. Walk in holiness. Don't allow the devil to steal your holiness from you. Amen? And then number four, trust what God says. Trust what he says. You know, how many of you have ever seen a magician? You know what? They put that person in the box, and then they take that metal thing and they, it's like they cut it in half, cut the person in half, and then they open it up, and you're sitting there going, oh, you just cut that person in half. You know, or that person that's in that box, and they stick a bunch of swords in there, and the person's not screaming, and they're all okay, you know. And we sit there, and we're like, wow, that's incredible. I don't know how he does that. Oh, man, we sit there thinking. It's funny because, Pastor Rob, there's a YouTube guy, these two Chinese guys, and one of them's a magician, and he does these crazy things. And then there's a guy that just sits behind him, and while he's doing the magic act, the kid behind you showing you how he does it. He reveals the magician's secrets. It's so funny to watch. It's like, oh my gosh, you know. But you see, what the devil's been doing is he's been creating illusions. And we've become so focused on the illusions that we lose sight of the truth. See, it's just like Pastor Jesse, when you pray for somebody for healing and they don't get healed. For whatever reason, they don't get healed. And then what does it do? It brings an illusion to the person that creates doubt in the truth. And the devil's been going around like that, creating doubt so that our truth has been knocked off path. And it's like something drastic has to happen in our lives before we get back on track to God. I mean, literally, some of you should be calling me every day bugging me for prayer. You should. You should stop just going along with the ride with the illusion that the enemy's created for you. You should say, I need the elders to come, and I'll give Scott Allen the oil, and him and the deacons, they can come and they can pray for you. See, but we don't like to do that because we don't want anybody to know what we're going through. But, you know, to get to the position of, I'm not on trust God yet, am I? I'm into listening to what God says. Listen to what God says. Listen to what he says. But we've been paying attention to the magic act of the devil, and we've been listening to that act so that we're missing what God has for us. We're missing what God says because God says, by his stripes you are healed. Amen. But the illusion that the enemy's tried to create has thrown doubt, has thrown worry, has thrown fear, has thrown a bunch of junk in there that we're not seeing the miracles. People say, why don't we see the miracles that happen overseas? Why don't we see them happen here? Because over there, they don't have anything else. They don't get to go to the doctor. You go to a doctor in Uganda where we go, you got to pay cash up front. You don't just get to go to the doctor and you don't get insurance there. It's not going to happen. See, we've seen so many illusions that it becomes real to us. And we miss the promise. I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but you have no idea what I've been going through. An illusion. Something created by the enemy to throw you off from the truth. No condemnation, because we've all been there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. My version is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to come out of that valley and I'm going to go up. Amen? We have to listen to God. Listen to what he says. When he says, go, go. Stop holding back. He says, speak, speak. So listen to what God says. I wrote here, listening brings action. We're to act upon what God says. Listening to God brings action. We're to act on what God says. Are you acting on what God says? Are you stepping out and doing it? Listen, if I waited for the money to do what I've been doing, I'd never do anything. I'm just acting on what God says. Act on what God tells you, amen? How many of you want the promises of God in your life? I do. I look at Miss Amelia here, 89 years old, singing a beautiful, beautiful song today. Beautiful song. I must decrease so that he can increase. Amen? Beautiful. Listen to what God is telling you. And then when you're, as you're listening, trust God. Trust God. They had to trust God. See, what did he say? The priests will carry the ark of the Lord. I love this. The ark of the Lord of all the earth. The ark of the Lord of all the earth. He's not the ark of the Lord of New Hope. He's the ark of the Lord of all the earth. He's the Lord of all the earth. Amen. I'm teaching a class on cults right now in college, and it's like, this is why I'm a Christian. He's the Lord of all the earth. There's no one like him. There's no one above him. Amen. They're all beneath him. They're under his feet. Amen. So carry that, and as soon as their feet touch the water will be cut off upstream, and the river will stand up like a wall. But what did they have to do? They had to trust God to get in the water. They had to take a step. And sometimes we hold back. Like, it's dry up here. It's safe up here. The river's overflowing. I don't know how deep it's going to get. I don't know if I could get hurt. I don't know if I'll drown. I can't swim that good. You know, we start coming up with all the excuses why we don't take a step. At some point, to receive the promises of God, you got to step into him. You got to step in. You got to say, I'm going forward. I'm going forward with God. There's things, you know, Pastor Jesse, you prophesied, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, about the speed bumps. Mm-hmm. I was driving the other night. Because, man, them speed bumps, it drive you crazy, you know. But them speed bumps, and I thought, you know, because you could break something, Terry, when you hit them speed bumps, you know. You could break that oil pan. It depends on how fast you're going, you know. But how you navigate your speed bumps in life is what makes the difference. How you navigate is where the difference is. We all have speed bumps in our life. We all have mountains, but it's how you handle that mountain or how you handle that speed bump that's going to make the difference of how you go through it. It's going to be the difference between victory and hitting another bump. I want victory, amen? So, you know, I'm going to slow down. When that bump comes, I'm going to go over easy. I'm just going to glide right through it. And then run again. You know, because sometimes them speed bumps, they all come. But we just got to learn how to maintain our walk with the Lord while we're going through them. We need to trust God going through them. Because if we don't trust him, we lose sight of what's true. The illusion comes. We get lost in the illusion, and we don't get where God wants us to be. Amen. I believe that this year is a year that we're to cross over into the promises of God. Amen. The things, the illusions you've been believing, the illusions in your life where you've said, you know, because the enemy, he likes to make you think that when you're living in sin that it's okay. We're under grace. Grace is to get you saved. Not so you can continue to live in sin, amen? What did Paul say? He said, should we continue to sin so that grace can abound? Certainly not. So he says it in the New King James. Certainly not. So we got to sanctify ourselves. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today. And Father, we all want your promises alive in our life. We want to attain the promises of God. Lord, even as when Isaac sowed and he reaped 100-fold, God, you're the God of multiplication. There's some people here that need that kind of multiplication in their finances right now. Lord, but the illusions that the enemy has created that certain people are to be poor, Lord, we break that illusion today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You've declared we're to prosper. So, Lord, we choose to prosper in you. We choose to see what you're doing, to follow after you, to sanctify ourselves, Father. Lord, that your will would be done in our lives, God. We choose to listen to your voice, God, to your word, God, and to trust it. That you be so alive inside of us. If there's anybody here today and you say, Pastor, I've not been trusting God lately. I've been kind of going on my own thing, but I need to line up this year. I need to see what God is doing, and I need to get in line with that. You need to get in line with that. If that's you, just wave your hand at me right now, because I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Be honest with yourself right now. Amen. 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 We need to be in line with God. Father, you saw those hands go up today. So, Lord, I pray for them today that, Lord, just the old things just lift off today, God. The burdens of this life be lifted. And, Lord, that you bring them right into line so they could follow you. Follow you, your way of doing things, your way of being right, God. That we would follow that, God. That the hindrances be broken today in Jesus' name. That we'd be delivered from those hindrances in Jesus' name. Lord, it's not by what we see or by what we feel, but it's by who we know and what we know in you. It's about knowing you, Jesus. So, Father, I pray for each one of us. Anybody here need a little purity? Just wave at me and say, I need a little bit of purity going on in my life. Yeah. Father, you see it. God. Make us pure, God. Let the blood of Jesus just wash us right now and cleanse us from all the junk of this world, Lord, that we'd be pure. We'd be holy. Lord, that we'd be holy men and women of God today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we've already prayed, that healing would be our portion today. That healing flow through this house right now. And every person right now be healed. Why don't you stand with us as we worship the Lord this morning. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you. Yeah.
You are here, moving in our midst. Worship
you this morning.
I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you.
Come on, lift your hands to heaven today. Just surrender all to Jesus.
You are here, turning lives around.
Yes,
I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you.
Yes,
promise keeper,
light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Make it a declaration. Yes.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Yes.
And you are here and turning lives around. I worship.
Promises. Destroy the illusion. Bring your truth to my mind and to my heart, that I may grow this year and your promises abound. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go our way today, Lord, we go in victory as we've been singing of God, knowing who you are and knowing who we are in you, Lord. We are victorious. Lord, we shall watch and follow you. Purify our lives. Keep our lives holy, God. Listen to what you tell us and trust you with all of our heart, soul, and mind, God. That, Lord, that we be a reflection of the glory of God here on earth by being obedient to you. Cover, protect, provide, and heal your people today as they go. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you.